American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We have 5-6 generation farms that were homesteaded originally back under the Homestead Act.
That's Steve Martin. He's the Ag Promotion Coordinator with the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. Talking about that state big on cattle.
Definitely, yeah. We've been a long time beef producing state, and actually have to look at the latest cattle on feed report, but typically the January report, which includes all the small feeders, and we come out number one in the nation, ahead of Texas even, with cattle on feed. So we'll have to wait and see what that is for this year, but got feedlots that would like to add more space, and so a lot of growth and development in beef cattle.
And we know that the American cattle industry is the oldest entity of any ag production in the U.S. Martin tells us how Nebraska fits into that.
Cattle industry in Nebraska, we're talking about, we were entered into statehood in 1867. You know, we've had 5-6 generation farms that were homesteaded originally back under the Homestead Act, and you know, they're still there, they're still viable and growing, and you know, they've got the next generations on the way too, so we expect them to grow and continue to do what they're doing, which is great, because that longevity, really, you get a consistent product and a, you know, high quality product too.
Martin tells us more about the lay of the land in Nebraska and how it's great for the cattle industry.
Well, we have a really interesting state as far as the eastern part gets a lot of rain, so we can grow good crops. We also have a lot of water underneath with the Ogallala Aquifer, so we can use that to our benefit. But we also have a lot of grasslands. A third of the state is natural grasslands. And so we're about the fifth largest cow-calf state in the nation. Also, you know, number one or number two in feeding. So we do really the whole, you know, beginning to end type of thing. We're also the number one red meat state, so we've got all the packers there in the state too. So we really do it from beginning to end.
And Martin tells us how the legislature of Nebraska takes care of them.
You know, agriculture is established, and we have our laws, and we have what we need to do business. And so the legislature, for the most part, is pretty hands-off with what we do. If there's things that have come up, new things, regulations, those types of things, then we take care of it. The Department of Ag is really efficient at getting out there and making sure the regulations are being established as they should be and then followed.
That's Steve Martin. He's Ag Promotion Coordinator with the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.